Text 7. The Case for Open Trade. The economic case for an open trading system, based upon multilaterally agreed rules, is simple enough and rests largely on commercial common sense. But it is also supported by evidence, the experience of world trade and economic growth since the Second World War. Tariffs on industrial products have fallen steeply and are now close to 4% on average in industrial countries. During the first decades after the war, world economic growth averaged about 5% per year, a high rate that was partly the result of lower trade barriers. World trade grew even faster, averaging about 8% during the period. The data show a definite statistical link between freer trade and economic growth. Economic theory points to strong reasons for the link. All countries, including the poorest, have assets. Human, industrial, natural, financial, which they can employ to produce goods and services for their domestic markets or to compete overseas. Economics tells us that we can benefit when these goods and services are traded. The principle of comparative advantage says that countries prosper first by taking advantage of their assets in order to concentrate on what they can produce best, and then by trading these products for products that other countries produce best. Firms do exactly that quite naturally on the domestic market. But what about the international market? Most firms recognize that the bigger the market, the greater their potential. They can expand until they are at their most efficient size, and they can have access to large numbers of customers. In other words, liberal trade policies, policies that allow the unrestricted flow of goods and services, multiply the rewards that result from producing the best products at the best price.